pray that as you tune this in tonight, as we look at fear versus faith, there is a good fear and there's a bad fear. There's a good fear that'll keep you safe, especially if you're using something dangerous. You have an ailment. It'll tell you that you need to go to the doctor, amen. I said this last night, but nobody heard me, but last week I was out cutting my hedges, and as I was doing it, a snake come out of the bush at me, and I just reacted, and with the hedgers, I just cut him right in too. You know, every one of us have a fear today, especially with the things that we're dealing with. Today with this coronavirus, it is a lot of us are overwhelmed by our emotions. We can't help the overpowering feelings that controls our heart during a time that we're going through right now. I want to talk about that tonight, amen. Many of us, as we go through life, this means that we don't have to fear the Lord, but we reverence Him, amen. The boldest thing I ever did a couple of years ago with Sam Simpson and the Hands and Feet Ministry was we went over to Mexico with a group of teenagers, and while we were there for 2 weeks, amen, I'll tell you, I learned a great lesson about things over there. We got humble. It was before I was called to preach. I thank God, of course, I was back in 2001. And I tell you, I went through a tremendous growing up during that time, amen. I'd been at Oakland Heights Baptist Church, and I was called from there to go to People's Valley. And I thank God every one of us have a fear about something, amen, that we go through today. And one of those fears that I had at that time, amen, was I didn't believe I could be a pastor, amen. I didn't believe that would be one of the things that I could do and get up and do, amen. But God worked those things out, amen. And so when we look at fear versus faith today, we reverence Him and we acknowledge Him for who He is, amen. And to respect God as God, a holy and righteous God that He is, amen. To fear Him doesn't mean to be afraid of Him, but it means to reverence Him. And boy, I thank God those bunch of teenagers over there, they got rowdy. But before we got into Mexico, one of the things that began to happen is we got hit by an airborne pathogen, amen. And before we got on a little further, all of us preachers, it was a bunch of us that got together with them teenagers, and we laid our hands on the hoods of those vehicles, and we said, do we need to continue to go forward, or do we need to stop and turn around and go back to Georgia? But we all prayed, and we had a unanimous decision that we were going into Mexico. At that time, we didn't know an airborne pathogen had hit us and got half of us sick, amen. But we rode into Mexico. Over half of us come down sick, and we were laid up on IVs and at the villa where the church had put us up. All of a sudden, as the doctor come out, many of them weren't able to come out and build the foundation of the church in Mexico at that time. And so I'm going to tell you something. It really tried my faith, amen. We would pray with one another and people would start throwing up. And so it really brought me closer to the Lord. But it was a disaster. It was a hard time like today. And fear versus faith is one of those things that will teach us a lesson today, amen. We've got all of the acronyms today that we look at. Forget about the impossible and trust Him, amen, as we spell out faith today. Fear has two meanings. Forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. The choice is yours today, amen. All of the things that we have in life today that we begin to look at, fully anticipating it to happen, amen. We got to fully trust the Lord during these times that we're in today, amen. And I tell you, as a man of God, it has really brought me closer on my knees to trust Him evermore. And so one of the things that I ask myself as I do fear versus faith is, why do we have all of this fear? Why is everybody afraid? Why is people afraid today? Well, that's one of the things that we're going to be looking at tonight. The second question that we're going to talk about is, how does a believer live in a fearful generation and at the same time be the kind of person God wants us to be, amen. And the third thing that we want to talk about is, why do people get afraid, amen. Every one of us have fears and phobias today. Just like I said, I was cutting my hedges last week, and all of a sudden, who would think that a snake would be up in the top of my hedge when I started cutting that thing, and it come out at me. And I tell you, I reacted so fast with those hedgers, amen, and throwed that thing out on the sidewalk, amen. I'm afraid of spiders. Amen. I believe history tells us the great Tsar Peter himself was afraid to ride across a bridge. Caesar of Rome was afraid of lightning, and he wanted to find a cave to get in. Every one of us has some kind of fears. And I've met some people and I saw some people that are afraid during this time that we're in right now with fear versus faith. Amen. But tonight I'm going to give you one of the most powerful scriptures, I believe, that will help us to get through these difficult days ahead. Amen. And so with that first question, why do we have all of this fear? Why do we have all of this fear? Well, the last, very last of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 13 and 14, answers that for us. Because the fear of God is the chief antidote of all vanity today. The Bible says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. That sounds like Solomon, doesn't it? He goes on, he says, fear God. Listen, he says, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. You see, that's the problem today. We don't want to do the duty that we're supposed to do. We don't want to abide by all of the principles of the Word of God sometimes. You know, I've been saved, but some days I don't feel like I'm saved. Some days I don't live holy and righteous like I should. I'm still saved. But it's this fleshly nature that we contend with as I get older and as things begin to go. You think you're just going to naturally get holier and more closer to God. But it's in your relationship that you got to work on that holiness. And it's got something. You know, when I got saved, hey, it didn't give me a bunch of faith. You know what? When I really learned about faith is when I was around my mother, amen. My mother taught me about faith even before I got saved because she had faith, amen. And I tell you, I didn't get faith when I got saved. I tell you, I got it when I was watching my mother raise me as a young kid, hallelujah. And thank God, I'm going to tell you something. Boy, when I began to watch her, I knew there was a God. I knew that God was real. And when I come of the age of accountability, boy, as she began to take me to the house of God, it began to teach me about the Lord as I watched her faith. Then I knew what faith was. But I didn't instantly get faith. I didn't get it when I just got saved, amen. I learned it from watching my mother, amen, as she raised me as a young child, amen. And I thank God today we've got to develop faith. We've got to exercise the muscle of faith. But fear is being one of those emotions that is being used more than faith is anywhere today. And that's the problem, amen, that it is holding us hostage. I thank God, you know what? Yes, use common sense. I got a mask I got to put on. And if I got to be careful, I'll put it on. And if I got to put gloves on, amen. But it ain't going to hold me hostage, amen. I've got a mother to take care of. I've got a wife to take care of. And if I got to go get groceries, I'm going to go get them. But I'll be safe as I can. And I'm praying for a resolve as Bartow County at 7 o'clock every night. This COVID-19, 1900 standing for military time. It means 7 o'clock. Every night at 7 o'clock here in Bartow County, all the pastors are on their knees praying. And I thank God all the church is our praying, hallelujah, to resolve this issue of this virus, amen, that has hit America, amen. Boy, I thank God every one of us. You know, there's five key emotions that we all go through that wound every one of us, amen. There's fear, there's rejection, there's bitterness, there's guilt, there's despair. And all of these things do a certain amount of things, amen. You know, there's more than that, but that's all that I'm talking about is fear tonight. Fear versus faith. And I thank God as we look at this, you know what? Many of us are repetitively struggling with a particular reoccurring sin. I used to do a prayer journal, amen. And that's when I begin. Every 5 years, I try to go back and do this. That's this old nature that we deal with, this sinful nature about us, amen. I try to go back and do some of the same crazy stuff that I used to do. But then I got the prayer journal and I see that I had a repetitive nature about myself. This old nature that the Lord had already tamed. He had already forgiven me, put my sin under the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And thank God, you know what? But every one of us all have a rueful, painful emotion because something that somebody taught us, something that we experienced that brought these things into our life, amen, that we begin to have all of these phobias and rejections and loneliness and the things that we have today, amen. And so I thank God the only faith that is founded on a relationship is Christianity, amen. Boy, let me say that again. The only relationship that's founded on a relationship is Christianity. Hallelujah. I thank God we're promised to draw near to God. Amen. And He'll draw near to you according to James 4:8. Amen. This means that we open our hearts up to the Heavenly Father who knows everything about us. He knows us better than anybody else does. Amen. And I thank God as we open up to Him, boy, I thank God and begin to reverence Him. Boy, I thank God and tell Him some of the things things that are happening in our life. The Bible says in Psalms 147:3, He heals the brokenhearted and He binds up their wounds. Now, let me tell you something simple about fear versus faith tonight, even before I go any further. I thank God as we look, and let me finish reading this scripture in verse 14 of Ecclesiastes 12. He says, "For God shall bring every work into judgment, and with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." You know, I thank God many of us don't want to live by those principles. But we got to live by those principles. They've got to guide us. And that's got to be our relationship, amen. When we reverence God, when I finally, my mom took me, I got saved in 1972 in a little old church over close to North Cobb High School, amen, down in Acworth, Georgia, amen. Boy, I tell you, the first time the Lord knocked on my heart, I passed Him up. But that Sunday night, He come back again. And man, I said, "Lord, I'm not going to pass You up again." I went down to that altar, and I received the greatest gift that I've ever received in all of my life. It didn't give me faith instantly, amen. I didn't know anything at that time, and I still don't know anything. But I'm learning every single day of my life, amen. And in reverence, one of the things in my relationship is that God cares so much about you and I, that even in the fears that we're going through today, that He has a plan for every one of us, amen. And so how does a believer live in a fearful generation and at the same time be the kind of person God wants us to be, amen? You know what? There's five biblical ways that you get over fear, amen. There's five of them. Now thank God, as every moment that we reverence God and we go to Him and say, "Lord, I want You to take and look at my life. And Lord, whatever is overwhelming my life, because You're in my relationship. I'm a born-again child of the King, amen. And right now, Lord, I want to ask You that if there's something that is happening in my life, I want You to take an inventory. And if, Lord, if there's something that I need to be afraid of, then, Lord, help me with that. But, Lord, if I don't need to be afraid of what's happening today, Lord, let me move forward." And I tell you right now, you want to believe that the Lord knows you better than you know yourself. Because right now, if you're being held hostage by fear, and I'm going to tell you, like I said, fear has some good things about it. But faith will overpower that every day, amen, if you'll just trust the Lord in all that you do, praise God. And so I thank God, every one of us, there's five biblical ways that we overcome that fear, amen. Oh, I thank God tonight as we look and ask the Lord to express that to us and to show that to us, that we can discover these things in our life, amen. And so as we look at that, right now, one of the first things that we see, the acronym of fears that we spell out tonight. Five biblical ways over your fears, amen. And one of the first things is you face that fear. You've got to be able to face whatever that fear is. I thank God, you know what, tonight, not a one of us wants to walk up or walk into a hospital room with somebody that has this virus. It scares you to death. Well, I mean, people will back up right now instantly because they don't know if you got the virus. None of us really know if we got the virus. That's what's so scary about this virus. But I'm going to tell you something. Every one of us, and I want to say this before I say anything else, I want to give a great blessing to Gene and Dot Jenkins that sent us a letter, because many Christians right now, we're not able to fellowship. And I'm going to tell you, I miss my church so bad. I'll tell you, it about brings me to tears. I miss my church. I miss fellowshipping with them. I miss being there with them every Sunday like we've been being on Wednesday, praise God. I wish we would get that back. Boy, I think about 10 years ago, we could look back. I was up in Indianapolis at the ATA show up there with Muzzy. We're a broadhead company, amen. Boy, 5 years ago, we could go back and say, "Where was I at?" Oh, we can look at all the past, but we can't look back at the past. We're looking toward the future, hallelujah. Boy, I thank God we've got to face that fear, amen. And I thank God every one of us, fear can paralyze us. It can have so many effects on us, amen. But I thank God if we do that. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:38, it says, "Listen, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man shall draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe in the saving of the soul," amen. And so when fear rises its ugly head to intimidate every one of us, we've got to resist that urge to run, and instead we face it, amen. We deal with it because God is within us, And I thank God, greater is He who is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. We've got we see the F of face, but we see the E of fear because we expect the resistance. We expect the resistance. Amen. Because James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. You know what? You know what? That's the same thing that happens when we have fear. Fear will flee from you too if you resist it, just like temptation does. And if you will turn it over in your relationship to Jesus Christ, He will help you with that fear. And you know what? There's some things that we do need to be afraid of. And there's some things that we don't need to be afraid of. But when we're dealing with fear, I thank God, it's just like with forgiveness that God does this, amen. And I thank God He will forgive us all day long if we'll come before Him and repent. Well, I thank God He'll also help us with fear. And I thank God, when Jesus, one of the first temptations and fear that was in the Bible was Adam and Eve. And all of a sudden, when they fell into that sin and began to take of that forbidden fruit, the first thing they heard God walking in the garden. And you know what? They were afraid, the Bible says, because they were naked. God said, "Who told you that you were naked?" Boy, you know what? The enemy had a part in that. Well, there's an enemy that brought this virus upon the nation of the United States. And I believe that with all our power, with the prayers, that the only hope that we have, yes, there's somebody smart out there that can figure how to fix this. But I'm going to tell you something. We're going to pray for that smart person. We're going to pray for America. We're going to bring America back together. It'll be stronger than it ever was. And I thank God that we're going to overcome this this virus, this respiratory disease that has taken all of our families and bringing all of this fear. And when we look at fear versus faith tonight, we got to expect that resistance, amen. But I thank God we are look to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because the victory happens when we make up our minds to resist that passive approach to fear every single time, amen. And so I thank God as He tells us this, amen. And so I thank God. Let me get back to that. You know what? We learned those fears from somebody. We learned them early in life. Through our imaginations, amen. Sometimes through ignorance. There's a lot of folks that sometimes they think when they got saved, they still can lose their salvation. But I'm going to tell you something. My God, when He does something right, He does it to the uttermost. He saves you. And when you're truly saved, you can't lose your salvation. But there's a lot of folks out there today, they're not sure about their salvation. They're not sure about their relationship. And no wonder they're afraid today. Listen, you have been given the greatest gift that anyone can be given, because we have the Holy Spirit that resides in every one of us. And I'm going to talk about that in just a few minutes, amen. But there's a lot of people that are ignorant out there that don't believe that right now that the Lord, you've got to turn everything over to Him. You've got to trust Him in all of these areas. And there's a lot of doubt that's going on, but there's no one that loves you like He does, amen. And I thank God He's given us the gift that we have, and we're indwelled with the greatest power that we can. You know what it's going to do? It's going to block your spiritual growth with all the fear versus faith that's out there today. You need to let that faith begin to grow more now than when this is happening than it ever has before, amen. It will affect your physical health as well, amen. And so I'm going to tell you, as we look and realize of that acronym of that faith, that fear, and expect that, and expect the resistance as well. But apply the word, amen. Now this is the most powerful thing that we can do in a time like this. Apply the word of God. There's no fear in love, amen. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And the one who fears is not made perfect in love, according to 1 John 4:18, amen. And so there's a spirit of fear that can't occupy the same space as perfect love, amen. One will eventually overcome the other. And so our love is built up as we read, as we study, as we memorize, and as we obey the word of God in every area of our lives. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. No one will ever overcome fear without the love of God expressed through the scriptures. Amen. And so it's the truth. It's the love of God. Amen. Keeping His promises that strengthens our faith, and we're no longer fearful regarding of that situation, no matter what it be. Amen. And so I thank God that He tells us this. You know what? As we look, Isaiah 41:4, the Bible says that the Lord had a plan. You know, this is during the time when the nation of Israel was going to be going through. It was already predicted by Him that they would be in Babylonian captivity, amen, for over 70 years. No one has ever been sunken twice like the nation of Israel and come back. But you know what? Israel has. God loves that nation. They may not know who he is right now. The tribulation is just for the Jews, amen. But I thank God when the Lord moves the church out, amen, then tribulation will come. This ain't tribulation, and we're not in it now, amen. But we will get through this, hallelujah. But the church will thrive, and the church will get through this, praise God. But Isaiah 41 talks about this. I'm going to get over to Isaiah 41:10, which is the greatest promise of fear, amen. But I like Isaiah 41:4 because here's the plan and here's the providence of God. Read Isaiah 41 later. The Bible says, "Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generation from the beginning?" Listen, "I, the Lord, the first with the last. I am He." I thank God the Lord's got a plan and a providence for every one of us. He goes on, he says, we're under the economy of grace today, the possession of the Lord himself, because in verse 8 of Isaiah 41, "But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend." I'm glad that he chose every one of us. Amen. He chose us. He picked us. You know what? We didn't pick him. He came to us and knocked on our heart's door, and we opened it up and let him in, because you know what? There's no doorknob on the outside. You got to open your heart up and let him come in. Amen. They weren't on the outside. Boy, I thank God you got to open that up and let him in. "Whom I have chosen." He's chosen every one of us, a church. I thank God, People's Valley Baptist Church, I love you. Hallelujah. We're going to get together again. I don't know when, but I trusted soon. Hallelujah. But I thank God he tells us in Isaiah 41:9, it is under the economy of grace, the possession. Amen. He said, "Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I've chosen thee and not cast thee away." Boy, I thank God as we look, here is that promise that it leads to, amen, Isaiah 41:10. And I'm going to close out with this verse because this is powerful right here as I get to it. I'm sorry. I tell you what, I could chase a rabbit. I'm a preacher, that's for sure. But I thank God. The Bible says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." For I thank God. You know what? We have his promises, he tells us as we read. He says, "Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded, and they shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish." You know what? The word we're going to see in a few minutes is he referred to the nation of Israel as a worm. Because you know why? That's the meaning of the goel. It's the Hebrew word goel that means redeemer. Because the Lord came and he redeemed every one of us. He brought us into the nation of Israel, amen. He brought us in through that branch when the Jews refused him. I thank God it gave us an opportunity to get into the family of God, amen. But I thank God you're going to see that in a few minutes, because as we continue about his promises, he says, "Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught," amen. You know, I thank God as we look at these biblical fears, amen, of this acronym that it says, the face of fear, amen. Expect the resistance, amen. Apply the word, hallelujah, that he's telling us all of these things, amen. But it gets us to our next one, the fourth one. Recognize the Lord, amen. Isaiah 41:13. I thank God the Lord recognizes what's happening right now with every one of us, amen. And I thank God he says this in Isaiah 41:13. "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." Amen. Well, I thank God. You know what? As he goes on, he says, "Fear not, thou worm." That's the word that you'll see in Isaiah 41 that he's referring to the nation of Israel. The goel, it means redeemer. Hallelujah. He said, "Worm, Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." Amen. Well, I thank God he says here, he tells us, the face of fear, expect the resistance, apply the word, amen, as we spell out the acronym FEAR. Of the five biblical ways over your fears, amen. Recognize the Lord, amen. I thank God every one of us have got to be able to recognize him as Isaiah was talking about, amen. And I thank God the next thing we see is speak the truth, amen. Well, I thank God, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. Let me put it up there, amen, in just a minute. But I thank God Proverbs 1 verses 7, 8, 9 tells us, "And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Amen. "My son, hear the instruction of thy father. Forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace under thy head and chains about thy neck." Boy, I thank God, because we believe the Word of God. But I thank God, that third question, why do people get afraid? And it comes back to that speak the truth, amen. That fifth thing that we're talking about, it's the promise that He gives us of His presence, of His person, and of His power. Because for God hath not given us, the church, the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Notice how I made a slowdown on those three things, because that's what's powerful. The power, it is the love, it is the sound mind, amen, that He gives us. I thank God we speak it aloud in God's Word, because many of us today, there is a lot of fear that is going on out there today. But God has endued every one of us with power. We have a Holy Spirit that resides in every one of us, amen. Boy, I thank God, as Jesus said in Luke 24:49, He shall be endued with power from on high. You were. The moment that you opened that door up that didn't have a doorknob and Jesus came in, the Holy Spirit set up a residence inside of you, and He put a power source in you that is live all the time, every day. It has endued power from on high. And when you pray corporate prayer, man, when you get down on your knees, the demons in hell have to flee. Hallelujah. Boy, I thank God we don't have to be afraid, amen. But I thank God as we remember who we are and where we're from, amen, that God has given us. And so you've got the power of that. He says the spirit of fear is not given unto us, but it is but of power. And He says, but of love. God enriches every one of us with the spirit of love, amen. Because perfect love casteth out all fear, amen. We don't have to be afraid, amen, because God loves us perfectly, amen. And so I thank God He has a mighty power, amen. He enriched us with that love, amen. And so I thank God. The Bible says all things work together for good to them that love God, listen, to them who are called according to His purpose, amen. And so I thank God it is that love, amen, but also He says of a sound mind. He's enlightened us with a sound mind, amen. Boy, I thank God as we look and realize the great blessing of that today. Every one of us, a sound mind. You know what? There's one thing that's necessary. And what that means, a sound mind, literally means that God has given us discipline. God has given us self-control. God has given us a discerning spirit, amen. He's given us wise discretion, hallelujah. And I thank God words of a sound mind mean, amen, that we're able to be victorious because of God. And we trust Him. We've got those things today. Amen. And so that is that great blessing that we use the powerful weapon against fear, which is what? The Word of God. It is the Word of God. Amen. I go right back to that same scripture because I'm going to tell you that's exactly what that means today. That is that He says, fear not, for I am with thee. Don't worry. Hold on. As I fix getting the close out, I'm going to break this down. Now thank God He says, fear not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with my right hand, with the right hand of my righteousness. Listen, here it is. He says, here's the presence of the Lord. He says two times, I am with you. Do not be afraid. I am your God. Do not be dismayed. And then He says, I will. Here's the promises from the Old Testament. He says, listen, I will strengthen you. I will help you. And He says, I will uphold you. Now, thank God, every one of us, when we look at this, it spells faith for us today. Boy, I thank God, as I close out, I've been a long-winded preacher, just like I have in my pulpit tonight. Thank y'all for tuning me in, because firm conviction in the Word of God, assurance in the grace of God, infallible belief in the power of God, total surrender to the love of God, and hope in an undeniable salvation of God. As I look around over at my clock over here to see my time, amen. Well, I thank God every one of us are so richly blessed today. I want to close out with the power of prayer with each and every one of you that are here. And I want to ask you to look at yourself in your relationship right now and ask the Lord, Lord, if there's something that you really need to be afraid of and something that is holding you captive, to make it known to you. Because in your relationship, He knows you better than you know yourself. And so do an inventory. Do a spiritual inventory right now, amen. And look at yourself and ask the Lord to help you do an inventory. And if there's something that's lacking in your life, Ask the Lord in your relationship to make it known to you, and He will work with you personally to give you the strength to overcome whatever phobia and whatever fear, because fear is one of those things that will hold us captive, but faith will give us liberty, and it will release us, and it will let us go forth to grow in our spirit and to do and be productive, because every one of us right now is a great opportunity to pray. And maybe there's someone, David Franklin, our associational missionary, he's got the coronavirus, his family. We're praying for him. He don't have the symptoms, but he has it. He's quarantined himself. And I want you to just lift him up, and so many others tonight that have this. Our church families, all of our pastors that are praying. I'm going on Zoom here at 8 o'clock tonight with all the pastors in the county, and we'll be praying for this. My heart is burdened for the many people that are suffering across this country because of this thing that has happened to us as Americans. But I know that we're going to get through this. Husbands and wives, be strong there in your families. Practice all the safe separations that you need to do. Put on masks if you need to do it. I thank God every one of us as we look and realize the things right now that we're doing. Amen. But I want to close out with prayer. Lord, I acknowledge that, Lord, that I, as I'm facing faith in my battle each and every day, and that it comes down to what I really believe about You, Heavenly Father. Lord, I declare once and for all that I trust You in every area of my life. I believe You can deliver us from this fear and from this anxiety. Father, that You're bigger. Father, You're stronger. Lord, You're more powerful than any problem that we could ever face. And Lord, I don't want the enemy to keep me from knowing You or being in my relationship with You. Lord, there's many out there today that don't even know You as a personal Savior. Who shall ever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Drive out any strongholds. Anything that is constructed of fear that has come against the children, Lord, that is listening to this, and Lord, that are having a problem of being overwhelmed by fear, Lord, because You told us in Your Word that we don't have to let fear captivate us, Father. Lord, as You give our lives to You so many years ago, Lord, I pray that as we have the faith that we always do, that we continue to trust You. You know what's best for us. You're going to resolve every bit of this. Lord, reveal any of the wounds that need to be helped with in healing. Heal this nation of America, Father. Lord, heal the many that are suffering right now in hospitals. Go with the workers in the hospitals, the doctors, Father. Be with our mayors. Be with our leaders. Be with our presidents, Father. Be with husbands and wives. Bring them stronger together. Sons and daughters, marriages, Father. Churches, bring them closer. Unite them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise You tonight. And we thank You for this time that You've given us to be with our families and those that are on this broadcast or Facebook tonight. We praise Your mighty name. God bless you. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning us in. I hope that helped you. Thanks for listening to us. Continue to keep us in your prayers, and all of our church family at People's Valley and all of our others. We're getting ready for the National Day of Prayer, and we're praying for the seven things across this county, amen, that we're praying for. The media, the arts, I thank God of all the things that we're praying for. We're praying for our government, amen. We're praying for all the areas, the churches, the families, amen, the government. And I hope and pray that this Easter, whatever comes up, that we're gonna have just as great an Easter, because the Lord, He went to that grave and He defeated death, hell, and the grave on the cross for every one of us. And I'm so thankful for this great opportunity to praise His name. And I'm going to tell you, when you get down and out, just begin to sing a couple of praise songs and give glory and honor to Jesus Christ. And man, I'm going to tell you, get a pep back in your spiritual step and keep on going. And may God bless you is our prayers.